taken from the Nightfly album, starting now for Pam and IGY, What a Beautiful World This Would Be, and Bob Marley and the Wailers and Three Little Birds for Juanita and Linda. It's 8:15. We've had some great reports this week from our correspondents Mark Dazzani in the UK and Graham Benson on the Italian-Swiss border. Something a little more local to home today. Move over, Bridget Jones. Here's Sarah Lysert.
Confinement. Definition in the Cambridge English Dictionary. The situation in which a person or animal is kept somewhere, usually by force. The question may be whether we are human or animal. And if that somewhere is over the rainbow, as Judy Garland once sang, way up high, a land that I heard of once in a lullaby, where skies are blue and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true, then you can count me in. But in the current situation, it would appear that confinement measures leave many confined in different circumstances. Are you confined with small children, husband, partner, both, or on your own, or even, heaven forbid, with your mother-in-law? It's day 8, 9, 10, I'm not really sure anymore how many days it's been, only that it's more than in the UK, which is where I'm from. The weeks seem to roll into weekends and we're left in a new situation where time actually has no importance. Maybe for those working from home, but try and explain that to other members of the household. There have been lots of positive suggestions as a result of being confined. It will make us closer, make us appreciate each other more. But can we really undo years of being used to something, whatever that daily habit may have been? Used to going for a walk, used to popping for a quick pint after work, used to eventually arranging that long overdue Sunday lunch with friends, used to your teenage son or daughter saying they're going out and you spend the rest of the night worrying until they return. Some of us, like myself, may be self-confined with teenagers. They're at home, what a relief. But did I ever realise how independent they'd become, yet how dependent they are on social media? Social media, it seemed that we were all ready to let go of. People were deserting Facebook by the masses before the virus set in. And now it's become our only source of communicating with the outside world. I've even been persuaded to join an app called House Party. And believe you me, it's not a house party as I remember. So now, with the big space that technology takes in our lives, for better or for worse, my teenagers are arguing over where the charger is, what to watch on telly, who walks a dog, if you have one, and even who ate the last gourmet biscuit from Monoprix, the French equivalent of Waitrose. And without social media, maybe no fake news. Maybe we'd be concentrated on those immediately around us and protect them. Maybe the fear would have been greater and the reason to stay at home respected. Then we have parents or single mothers and fathers with toddlers who are told to be imaginative. Cook, bake, or even get out the plasticine, which leaves horrendous marks on the sofa and carpet. I know, the stains are still there to prove it. Then there are those in France, célibataire or single, suddenly left wondering, who do I call? Who do I FaceTime? Do I FaceTime my ex in desperation with the excuse that I'm worried he or she might have the virus? Then we have the elderly. Yes, those in society that have long been isolated and confined before any of this happened. An example is my neighbour who can't understand what all the fuss is about. To which I explain, and then you realise that confinement and isolation for the elderly has been the norm for quite some time. As the elderly ask, why now? We're asking if it's a message from the environment or if it's some political force out of our control. Whatever it is, it's very real, and what matters is now. So in the belief that we will change for the better, however we never understood what was wrong with the way we were living, makes me fear that we may just go back to the way we lived before. However hard or testing confinement may feel right now, remember all those that are doing everything possible to save lives, from the nurses, hospital staff, shopkeepers, taxi drivers, the police. Every evening at 8 o'clock we've been told to stand on our balconies and clap and applaud and pay tribute to those that are saving lives. And so far I've done it. On some occasions I've been in the middle of something and thought, oh, I won't do it tonight. Can you imagine if any of the hospital staff, doctors and nurses, decided not to do it tonight? So I have, religiously, with my children, paid tribute to them. And it's made me realise how easy it is to fall back into a comfort zone. I.e., it doesn't affect me, it affects the others. But remember, the virus has no boundaries, but it makes us realise the boundaries we have created. and as a human race, maybe we should consider at least breaking those boundaries and the virus together. Sarah Lysett reporting on confinement from my balcony in the port of Nice.
The Full English Breakfast Show, no comedy today, just some thoughtful words by William Shakespeare, narrated by Benedict Cumberbatch.
All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts, his acts being seven ages. At first, the infant, mewling and puking in the nurse's arms. And then the whining schoolboy, with his satchel and shining morning face, creeping like snail unwillingly to school. And then the lover, sighing like furnace with a woeful ballad made to his mistress' eyebrow. Then a soldier, full of strange oaths and bearded like the pard, jealous in honor, sudden and quick in quarrel, seeking the bubble reputation even in the cannon's mouth. And then the justice, in fair round belly with good cape and line, with eye severe and beard of formal cut, full of wise saws and modern instances. And so he plays his part. Sixth age shifts into the lean and slippered pantaloon with spectacles on nose and pouch on side. His youthful hose well saved, a world too wide for his shrunk shank. And his big, manly voice turning again towards childish treble, pipes and whistles in his sound. Last scene of all that ends this strange, eventful history. His second childishness and mere oblivion. Sans teeth, sans eyes, sans taste, sans everything.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online, this is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Sarah Lysett has the top stories across the Riviera.
The latest figures published on Thursday evening by the Regional Health Agency have shown 11 new deaths due to the coronavirus in the Provence-Alpes-Côte d'Azur region. 11 deaths in the region, including 3 in the Alpes-Maritimes and 4 in the Var. Since the start of the coronavirus health crisis, 12 people have died in the Alpes-Maritimes and 12 in the Var. The total number of deaths in the PACA region to date is 44. 85 people are currently hospitalised with COVID-19 in the Alpes-Maritimes, including 18 in intensive care, 103 in the Var, including 32 in intensive care. In its press release, the National Public Health Agency France specifies that cases of coronavirus have been declared in 31 nursing homes in the region. And in Monaco, 2 new cases of coronavirus were reported on Thursday, bringing the total number of cases in the principality to 33. Meanwhile, a 16-year-old girl with coronavirus has died in the Île-de-France, according to the Director General of Health. She's the first known victim at this age in France to have died from the virus. Regarding the general health of the girl before her death, the Director of Health said during his speech that he had no details of any previous health problems. Since the start of the epidemic in France, 1,696 people have died from coronavirus, 365 more in 24 hours. 29,155 cases of contamination are now identified. An increase in the number of deaths is observed in 5 regions in France: the Grand Est, Hauts-de-France, Bourgogne-Franche-Comté, Île-de-France and Corsica. In other news, committed like the whole country in the fight against the coronavirus for several weeks, the city of Nice continues its initiatives in order to always better protect those most fragile. Since March the 19th, at the request of Christian Estrosi, Mayor of Nice, President of the Nice Côte d'Azur Metropolis, Deputy President of the Provence-Alpes-Côte d'Azur region, the local Civil Security Reserve of Nice works every day in favour of isolated vulnerable people, including food deliveries, deliveries of medication, picking up certain food from supermarkets, telephone contact with seniors, and putting the most vulnerable in touch with voluntary citizens. Those willing to volunteer can register by phone on 0497 135600 or by email
Je veux aider Nice at ville-nice.fr. The Alpes-Maritimes Departmental Council has announced that it's placed a large order for protective masks. A total of 1 million masks had been ordered, including 300,000 FFP2 masks. The new masks will be given to hospital centres, agents working in contact with vulnerable people, as well as nursing homes. The council also announced that it had ordered 5,000 litres of recycled hydroalcoholic gel. Meanwhile, Christophe Castaner, the French Minister of the Interior, has asked the police to return their stocks of FFP2 masks so that they can be given to nursing staff. Police unions have described the measure as a scandal and say they cannot accept being sacrificed and not being able to protect themselves. In response, all police unions have issued a solemn warning to the Minister of the Interior, threatening to suspend confinement controls. Since the implementation of strict containment measures to fight the coronavirus epidemic on March the 16th, around 3.7 million checks have been carried out throughout France. The Minister of the Interior has said that containment should continue until we have won the fight against the virus. Meanwhile, a pharmacist based in Nice-Nord has appeared before court for illegally selling masks and gel. The public prosecutor accuses the chemist of having sold masks intended for health professionals to individuals. It was a scandalised client 6 days ago who raised the alarm. The pharmacist was selling masks at €4.50 per unit, but pretended to be out of stock when health professionals came to get them. Police seized 51 bottles of handmade hydroalcoholic gel, not in accordance with the recommendations of the World Health Organization, surgical masks and latex gloves. The owner later admitted having sold masks and gel for around €200 a day. The accused faces 2 years in prison and a €300,000 fine. Only 27 post offices out of 108 remain open in the Alpes-Maritimes, as La Poste services are now obliged to reorganise in the Var and the Alpes-Maritimes in order to adapt to the health situation. The objective is to protect the health of postal workers and ensure their essential missions. There'll be a drop in frequency in the pickup and distribution of mail, and many post offices will close. For more information, go to rivieradio.mc. The palace in Monaco has issued an update on the health of His Serene Highness Prince Albert II of Monaco, who is in isolation after testing positive for COVID-19 last week. The palace says that specialists from the Princess Grace Hospital, who've been treating the prince, have no concerns about the development of his health. Prince Albert continues to work from the office of his private apartments and remains in permanent contact with members of his cabinet, his government, as well as his closest collaborators. His Serene Highness reminds the people of Monaco of the importance of respecting confinement measures and limiting contact with others. Following a request from a health workers' union yesterday, the regional health agency has authorised several laboratories on the Riviera to carry out screening tests, including drive-in tests. The tests will be administered at a safe distance without people having to leave their cars. The German Chancellor has expressed her opposition to the idea of issuing corona bonds at a European summit on Thursday. As much desired by French and Italian leaders, corona bonds are aimed to respond to the crisis linked to the new coronavirus. Angela Merkel stressed that we have said on the German side, but also on the part of other participants, that it was not the conception of all the member states to issue these joint European loans in order to support the economy. The Chancellor's comments came in a summit which was held by video conference. Finally, with the containment measures introduced in France on March the 17th, one may have expected an increase in alcohol consumption. However, this is not reflected in the sales, which, according to figures released, have dropped quite significantly over the past week. According to a study, in the first week of confinement, alcohol is one of the only two categories whose sales have declined. Sales are down 1.7% in France, along with hygiene and beauty products down 3.4%. Beep, beep, beep,
beep, yeah! Riviera Radio Travel News.
Thank you, Sarah. Just the usual smattering of vans and trucks on the A8, looking through the Saint Isidore webcam. Very light traffic, buses few and far between in many major cities, and trains on a skeleton service. The airport, the few flights that are operating out of Terminal 2, you are advised to contact your airline before setting out.
Riviera Radio, Sports News.
Motorsport, the Indianapolis 500 has been postponed until August as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. The event is traditionally held on the last Sunday in May and it's the largest race on the US motorsport calendar. The race will now be held on the 23rd of August, with the organisers saying they're desperately disappointed that they've had to reschedule. Motorsport, like all other sports, has been hit hard by the pandemic, with 8 Formula One Grand Prix this season called off. Cycling, the French sports minister has said she's considering allowing the Tour de France to go ahead without spectators. Roxana Marciano said that France had imposed bans on spectators for sporting events before, but it's still too early to decide whether the race can go ahead or not. The Tour de France is due to start on the 27th of June and conclude on the 19th of July. Sure, a lot of the cyclists would welcome those spectators, all those people who sort of wave stuff in their faces as they're sort of cycling up big hills. Football, Michel Hidalgo, the France football coach who led the team to the 1984 European Championship title, has died at the age of 87. Hidalgo gave France their first ever major international tournament success, with a team studded with stars such as Michel Platini, Jean Tigana and Joël Batz. He was coached from 1976 to 1984 and died of natural causes which were not coronavirus related. And in cricket, the veteran England fast bowler James Anderson says he's keeping fit by taking part in virtual cycling races and bowling in his kitchen during the coronavirus lockdown. Anderson said that he'd been racing fellow seamers Stuart Broad and Mark Wood, with Broad coming out on top most times. The 37-year-old also said he'd been practicing his bowling action by running through the living room and kitchen. Bet his wife, popular with his wife. He added he was also taking part in extensive gym work.
The Marine Weather Forecast, brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Be safe on the seas with Oyster Yachts.
For coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Almere Sea and the Var, the general situation is a thundery low 1,004 millibars over Sardinia and another thundery low 1,004 millibars over Mallorca. Winds are northerly, force 3 to 5, the sea is slight to moderate, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat, 1,014 millibars. And the outlook for Saturday, clear skies, force 3 to 5, northerly winds, slight to moderate seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are northerly, force 4 to 6. The sea is moderate, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,015 millibars. And the outlook for Saturday, clear skies, force 4 to 6. Northerly winds, moderate seas and good visibility.
The Marine Weather Forecast, brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Crafted by British boat builders since 1973, the best ocean-going sailing yachts in the world. The world is your oyster. Make Oyster your world. OysterYachts.com.
Riviera Radio. Weather.
It's a high-level cloud in Monaco at the moment, so the forecast for this morning is partially cloudy, but some more rain is expected this afternoon with light westerly winds. Top temperature 15 degrees. Overnight lows 11 degrees on the coast, 6 degrees inland with partially cloudy skies. At the weekend, mainly fine tomorrow, highs of 16 to 18 degrees. Rain returning on Sunday afternoon with highs of 15 to 17 degrees. Finally, a force that's released drone footage of people walking in the Peak District in England has been accused of nanny policing. Derbyshire police filmed people in pairs rambling in the Kerber Edge area of the beauty spot. Officers said travelling to remote areas for exercise did not count as essential travel, as permitted under UK government lockdown rules. Twitter users said those shown in the film did not appear to be breaking social distancing. Now, the 90-second clip shot by the force's drone unit showed people walking their dogs and taking photos. It said the message is still not getting through about stopping the spread of coronavirus despite government guidance and several police posts. Now, one Twitter user called it the worst kind of nanny policing, while others pointed out the walkers were away from crowds. Yeah, well, I can't see the chance of picking up coronavirus in the mountains if you went out for a walk on your own that high, but those are the rules and we have to stick with them. The Full English Breakfast Show, uplifting and inspiring songs this morning for Feel Good Friday. Morning to Claire and Harry, and this one is dedicated to all our emergency workers, the hospital staff, supermarket staff, police, ambulances, fire brigade, and don't forget the bin men as well, who are doing a fantastic job still collecting our bins every morning. That must be shockingly bad work at the moment.